listening to the Creative Bowl podcast, a podcast where we help you get to your full creative potential. How do you get your full creative potential? I get to share with you experiences from different people and also from my own experiences, the things I'm learning. We are in season 3 and the theme for season 3 is the art of running. We've been talking about what are some of the different things you're learning as you run with a vision. You know, all of us at some point probably have this particular vision. And the question is, what exactly are you learning? And what is it that you can share? So I'm sharing my experiences and also sharing other people's experiences. So please be sure to check them out. Today's discussion is about learning. And because learning is something that is very dear to me. Just the other day, there's this training I'm undergoing, and one of the activities for the training is that you have to discover what your work style is. And so some of the work styles were like doers, there are lovers, there are leaders, and there are also like learners. So as part of the work style, that was very common to me was a learner. So the thing about learners is they're very good at research. They really enjoy new challenges. They enjoy learning about stuff. They get excited when they're creating, when they're learning, when they're changing products. And I think that's what usually excites me. But the downside of learners is they can really get so engrossed in the learning process and end up even forgetting, like not ending up completing the task. And for sure, that is true to what exactly has been happening to me as well. I find myself, in as much as I really enjoy learning and I enjoy researching, sometimes you find yourself lost in research. Like I'm telling you, there's a lot to learn, especially now with the internet. I feel like research has just gone a whole other level. The moment you engage that curiosity, like the curiosity never ends. So the biggest challenge has always been trying to convert, to make all that to be very productive. So today we want to talk about learning, and learning in terms of how exactly do we learn, and what are some of the things that we are able to know about the learning process so that you're able to be better. So there's a really famous statement that I encountered just the other day. There are two things that are constant. Number one is growth, and number two is contribution. So any other thing that is away from that is just completely, I don't know. So ideally, as human beings, we have to be either growing or making a contribution, because it suggests some of the things that are really mattering. That's why one of the things that is very common now is the best investment you can ever make. And I think this one is always said by so many people. The best investment you can ever make as a vision bearer is to invest in yourself, self-investment. So the question becomes, when you're investing in yourself and you have this vision that you really, really want to achieve, how exactly do you learn? Because part of the process of achieving this vision is also goes through a process of research, learning what exactly the vision is all about, just familiarizing with it before you continue running or before you launch or whatever it is that you want to do with your vision. So the whole learning process, so I want to ask, how exactly do we go through it so effectively and are able to gather enough data to take us to the next level? So there's this speaker called Peter Sage, and I'd like to share with you some of the things he shared about the different stages of competence and the different stages in which learning do happen. So the first stage that he mentioned was stage number one is unconsciously incompetent. So when you're unconsciously incompetent, this is someone when you don't know what you don't know. Because a lot of the times, some of us can really be in this stage, especially when it comes to other topics. Like you think you know things sometimes and you don't know that you don't know certain things. So the fact that you don't know that you don't know, it just doesn't push you to do research, because at the end of the day, you don't know. The second stage of learning or of competence was the conscious incompetent. So conscious incompetent is very different from the unconscious incompetent. So this is a person who's actually discovered that, anyway, I don't know how to play salsa, so I want to now enroll into classes of how to play salsa. Or you've realized, to be honest, I don't have good business skills, so I want to enroll myself in classes of business. And there's so many other things. But the problem here and the biggest catch is, you're just on the beginning phase, you're just a bit incompetent. So there isn't a lot that can be said about you. The third stage of this process is called the conscious competent. So at this stage, when you move from the conscious incompetent, now when you continue practicing the salsa classes every single day, when you get to this stage is when you've sort of kind of mastered, or you've sort of kind of understood a couple of things here and there, you're able to make money and the likes. And now the very last stage of the process is called the unconscious competent. So I'm calling it unconscious competent because now these stages are people now who are masters. For example, maybe you started playing the piano, so you learned the ropes. You learned a few things here and there. You can easily play a piano when you've closed your eyes. You know, you don't necessarily need to read the notes or anything. You've sort of kind of mastered it. So this is a stage that most of us really, 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 really need to aspire to be in. But it's not always the case for so many people, or it's not always the case for people who live around us. So the question becomes, on these stages of learning, when you look at the different material you've interacted with, you'll identify some of these stages that your learning is at. So I'd like to talk about the second stage, which is the conscious incompetent, because this is one of the trickiest stages of these stages of learning, because the unconscious incompetent is someone, first of all, who is just trying to learn something extremely new. So some of the challenges that are there, one is issue of self-sabotage. We have issues of fear. We have issues of doubt. So we really have to work hard and fight so hard that we do that as well. And then also another thing is also we have to ensure that even in as much as we are getting discouraged and all these things, we just have to know that eventually there's a great price at the end of it all. So I just want to encourage all of us, even as we get to understand the different stages of learning, that they won't get stuck in a place so much. We'll continue asking ourselves different questions to be able to suit our needs. So another thing that I also really wanted to share about learning, and the thing that I've learned about learning, is it's never, because a lot of the times, especially from our schooling system, we are always just cramming and doing things by ourselves. And the biggest problem wasn't even the fact that we were cramming. It's just the fact that we weren't taught how to translate the kind of knowledge you're learning in school into our everyday scenario. So I guess that's always the biggest challenge for different people. So not unless you're able to translate the information to your own experience, in my understanding, I feel like that is causing trouble. So I just wanted to just share some of those insights that I really was able to get about the whole process of learning. Because now even there's another blog I'd put up as well about the different ways in which different people learn. And one of the different ways is people have different intelligences. There's the spatial, there's the numerical, there's the linguistic, there's the physical. So there's so many things over here just to make you better. But I just want to for you to know, even as a learner, that what kind of learning style really resonates with you. The kind of style that resonates with me is I'm a visual learner. So that means is I like to see things. So when you have visual aids, it really, really does help me. So when you're able to understand the kind of learning style that you have, it will make it a lot easier for you. So that's all that I really had for today. Today generally was just for us to be able to know the different stages of learning, because when you're applying this information to you as a vision bearer, you're going to be learning about so many things. You know, we are as good as the kind of things we know, the kind of networks we have. So sometimes when you're trying to build something from nothing, you're really, really, just really trying to get and figure out who are these people in this industry, people who can hold your hand. And so even as you continue reading and researching, my encouragement to all of you is that you don't get lost the same way I used to get lost. But we will be very conscious of the fact that, yes, there's a place of running with a vision, and there's also a place of also just listening to what exactly is happening. Without much further ado, I just wanted to let you guys know something amazing is coming up. Yes, I was able to do this amazing collaboration with amazing people, and I just can't wait for you guys to see it. I'll be sending you details on what exactly it is that I was doing. Until next week, bye.